The small pursuers on the river bank seemed to be dressed in ragged clothing. And although the light was poor, Robert was sure that they had pointed ears and the wrinkled faces of old men. Peering at them, he felt stirrings of familiarity, long-buried memories of the fairy tales he heard from great-grandmother Hirsch. "Kobolds," he murmured. "That's what they are." On the riverbank, they seemed to be waving vigorously as they hurried along. So Robert waved back, which made their gesticulations still wilder. "They seem anxious about something," he said.
"So am I," said the drone. "That creature is back, and it's coming straight for us."
Robert barely had time to grab hold of the side of the boat before a swollen wave raced out of the gloom and struck them side on. Thrown into the water, Robert fought against the cold shock as he struggled to the surface. As he came up for air, he caught sight of a large serpentine form as it smashed the boat to pieces in the course of its lunge towards the drone, Rescue Mantis. He then saw that the creature had a human-like torso, a head of long, tangled black hair, and arms ending in taloned hands. Water streamed off its green-grey hide as it shrieked and swung at the drone, which was hitting back with energy bolts that seemed to have no effect. Suddenly, the creature reared up out of the river, wrapped its arms around the drone, and plunged back into the waters, taking the machine with it. Paddling towards the left bank, Robert saw the surface roil and thrash. Stunned, he splashed ashore through reedy shallows, then staggered along to the spot closest to where the drone went down. Lights flickered in the depths for a few moments, then there was nothing. He stood in frowning thought. The drone had only been a transient creation of the metaquantal environment, so worrying over an unreal symbol was wasted effort. Then he shivered, realizing that being drenched and cold might be unreal, but the sensations were uncomfortably authentic. Quickly, he stripped and wrung as much water out of his clothes as he could, then dressed again, but still felt cold and wet. He began to walk, stopped a few paces on as understanding struck.
"Those were kobolds on the other side, which could only have come from my mind, my memories."
He looked back to where shards of the boat were caught in the reeds.
"And the water monster was a Nixie, a water spirit. These surroundings are generating monsters based on primal images from my childhood. Who knows what else I'll meet?"
Robert peered into the gloomy forest and smiled.
"Thank you, great-grandmother. I hope that some of those stories were about heroes, the kind who get to survive."
The riverside path came to a huge boulder and veered off through the trees. It grew narrow and weed-choked and started to slope gently downwards. The gloom brightened a little for a short distance before he encountered a drifting mist. The vaporous haze muffled his movements and footfalls, yet he began to detect a far-off sound, like a continuous faint drumming. As he continued, the noise got steadily louder, until it sounded more like a heavy rumbling than drumming. Frustratingly, the mist thickened, and after a few minutes, he could not see more than 10 feet in any direction.